Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hello, Cleaning Nation. Hopefully we are back with mics working, everything up. Good to see you today. We are talking about something that I have been going over in all of our paid groups, how to get customers during Corona. The problem is, for many of you, you have built businesses or started businesses and maybe you put everything into it. And based on this, like the whole world shut down, we have this fear that the government shut me down. I can't do anything. We are stuck. The problem is if we don't play this right, this could literally cost everything that you've worked for, your hopes, your dreams, your business, your team. So the stakes are very, very high. The good news is, as long as you are willing to stand up and lead and be who you need to be and kind of face the fear, you can make it through this. So the reality is, getting what worked to get customers before is not working right now. If you try to get customers the way that you're doing it before, you're going to have a lot of frustration. Hey, John, one of our elite members on the call. Good to see you, buddy. So glad that you're here. All right. So we've got to, as usual, blow up a really kind of replace the way that you might be thinking that is ineffective and going to cost you and replace it with something that's effective. So, hey, Cecilia, good to see you, sister. The first thing is we've got to kill that. You know, I can't get any customers because the government told me I have to be shut down. Jason Johnson in the house. Good to see you, buddy. The reality is when the government says, hey, you can't do X or you can't do Y, if we get myopic and focus exclusively on what we can't do, we can just want to curl up in a little ball and circle the wagons and decide that we're going to let life wash over us. And that decision, unfortunately, it could really cost you your business. So the reality is when the government says you can't do X, Y, and Z, all that means to you is the way that you serve may be different, but if you serve is up to you. So if you take that as a mandate to stop giving back to the world and stop solving problems and stop bringing value to the world, then it's over, right? Financially and otherwise. If you decide, well, that just means I have to look for different ways to serve, then so be it. We have this belief, and there's kind of, it's a little different for commercial, or a lot different actually for commercial and residential. So we're going to kind of go back and forth and make sure we hit everybody. We've got this belief that residential people don't want cleaning right now. That could not be further from the truth. The reality is your residential clients absolutely want cleaning. Believe it or not, they want sanitization and disinfecting, more than they've ever wanted it. They just have fear, that you're going to get them sick. And what they're looking for is a leader that is going to bring clarity and certainty. And that's what anybody's looking for, your team, your family, your customers, your employees. They want a leader that is certain and clear on what they're going to do. So you've got to kind of, be, as a leader, make a take a position that may be scary. It may not be popular with everybody because we've kind of got two camps here, which is if I leave my house, I'm a bad member of society. If that's where you are, you need to find out how to lead from that position and still serve your team. Others of us are going, hey, forget this. I'm front lines, man. People need me more than ever. I got to get out there and serve and kill this virus. It's us against them. We're going to clean till, actually, Debbie Sardone, another coach in our space who I look up to, I saw on her website, said, clean till there's a cure. I thought that was genius. And that's the camp that I'm in. You can be in either camp that you want. You just have to find a way to lead and serve during that time. The one thing we can't have is confusion and fear. And a leader, people need that. So the reality is residential people want cleaning and they need cleaning more than ever. The truth is we have to make sure that we're protecting them and our employees when we go there. But guess what our job is? To clean and to sanitize and disinfect and keep people safe from this. So the first step we'd be able to do is for our people. And if we're going to give away a free fogging, if we're going to have different PPE equipment. And again, this whole I can't get PPE equipment, that just means you haven't gotten creative enough to get it, right? It's out there. You just got to find it. Tracy says, thanks for your webinar earlier. Very impactful. So glad that you did that. And I'm going, in a couple hours, I've got a webinar with live with Swept. I'm going live on, if you've got that, Lindsay, put the thing in the chat, the swept webinar we're doing. Brad says, good morning from Canada. Good to see you. He's Canada in all caps because he knows I'm always busting chops at the Canadian. So good to see you, Brad, one of our new elite members. Denise in here. Good to see you, sister. All right. So on the residential side, we've got this belief that they don't want cleaning. The reality is they do. They just need a leader to let them know that it's going to be okay. Amanda Webb in the house. Good to see you, sister. On the commercial side, a lot of what we're seeing for our clients, the guys and gals that are really doing well in this space, is they're losing some of the recurring, I shouldn't say losing, some of the recurring business is going on hold, but they're, a lot of their one-time business of the essential business that they serve is replacing or more than replacing that income. The reality is, so the residential folks, we just have to lead and let them understand, that we're going to keep them safe. Oh, thank you very much, Lindsay. So everyone that's watching live, and I think that link may work afterwards if you're watching a replay. There's the link. It's long, so I won't read it, but I'll be live there in a couple hours. So on the residential side, they need it. They just need leadership. On the commercial side, they still need leadership, and they're in one of two boats. One, they are an essential service, and they're still open, and the cleaning and disinfecting and sanitization they need has gone way up. Two, they're under the stay in place order and it has gone to zero. And we're certainly not going to try and get them to do anything, clean a place that's not dirty. That said, when they come back, they are going to need more cleaning than they've ever need. Andre says, not true. I'm in that field. And all my clients have asked me to stay home. They want to protect themselves. All right. Hate to bust Andre's chops, but here it comes. The reality is, that may be your reality, Andre, but we're not going to put that in with everybody. I deal with hundreds of owners of cleaning companies all over the country. The truth is people respond to your leadership. So if you called and wanted to help people and zero people responded, that's the way that you showed up, buddy. The wrong thing you want to do is go, I had this experience, therefore it doesn't work. We get that all the time in regular life. People go, I trade Facebook ads and I spend $500 and I didn't get a single lead. Therefore, Facebook ads suck. No, it means you suck at Facebook ads. So I want to encourage all of you guys, if you called with messaging to your people and it didn't get the result that you wanted to be able to serve them, call again with different messaging. The last thing that we do, and again, this is it, it's always the truth. Leaders lead and followers follow. If you're going to lead, this is the time to step up and go, I am going to do what works. Omar said, I just got two new accounts. Guess what, guys, gals? We've got just got off my Millionaire Mastermind call 2 days ago, and same exact thing. Mike says, hey, brother, I'm new to you. Is there any way possible you have someone on your team call me? There's a thing there. Lindsay, would you get one of the coaches to call Mike and get that guy hooked up? Hey, Mark from St. Louis, good to see you. Diane, good to see you. Diane is cleaning her second house as I'm listening. Guys, gals, this is what separates the big boys and girls from the not big boys and girls. It is easy and maybe even politically correct right now to curl up and die, right? Oh, I guess I can't go out. My people don't want me. What if our first responders, nurses and doctors in the hospital said, oh, I guess I can't go out. We are there to stop the spread of this disease and help sanitize and disinfect and keep people safe. Again, if you don't want to go out, that's okay. But to just curl up and die, go, I can't. The government said, my people said, blah, blah, blah. It just is going to take a lot more leading right now. Love Diane saying that she's cleaning her second house as she's listening. So again, anyone out there, I'm not here to get in a fight with anybody, but the reality is if, again, you believe what you want to believe. I get people all the time, coronavirus or not, going, you don't understand, Mike, my market's different. And I've got people I'm coaching in that exact market that are crushing it. You don't understand, Mike, there's always a my situation's different and an excuse for the people that want excuses, and the people that are committed to results, they find a way. So the reality is we have a lot more control than we think. And if we focus on what we can't get, that's what we're going to get. If we focus on the power that we've got that. Diane says, which means I have a third. James Brennan in the house. Ingrid says, my commercial clients are still calling us because they want to keep their places sanitized. Absolutely correct. Tracy says, yes, I decided to jump out in faith. It would not lie. Take this getting down. They're getting no revenue. Took the lead. Reached out and actually got new customers while other ones wanted to temporarily cancel. That's exactly. I'm so proud of you, Tracy. And that's why I love this community in this time. When I do these live events, I'm kind of getting 50, not live events, but I'm kind of talking to Cleaning Nation as a whole. I'm getting, these like 50-50, half the people are curling up and dying. Oh, it doesn't work. You can't do it. Everyone, I just have to be broke. It's not my fault. The other half going, screw that. I'm not taking that. And honestly, in the elite, the next level, the Millionaire Mastermind folks, it's probably 90-10, 90% are figuring out a way to make this work. So, okay, so perfect question. Anna says, what happens if residential cleaning is not essential? I don't want to do something against the law. Certainly, I don't want you guys doing something that's not against the law. But what we're going to do is that's not going to be for a long time, right? I'm going to find other ways that I can serve my people. I'm going to send them videos. I'm going to send them content. I might do Zoom meetings and Zoom parties. I'm going to see other ways I can bring them value. I'm going to see if I can get puzzles to them or certain, you can start like in our neighborhood on Facebook, they started a little deal where you put a bear in the window and all the kids that are walking around trying to see the bears. I'm still going to find ways I can give value. And guys, gals, this is when leaders keep their head on. This is not a forever type of a thing. This is a hopefully for the next couple of weeks, maybe for the next couple of months type of thing. And then it's all over, right? Or I shouldn't say it's all over, but we are going to be moving. The government's not going to keep everybody staying still for till the end of time, right? At some point, we're going to have to start moving. So I would be preparing for times like that. Commercial things aren't going to go back to normal. They're going to go back to they're going to go to way more. Ashley says going strong. Thanks to Mike and his team. Ashley and Avery, such a cool couple. Shauna says the minute. Okay. So I don't want to get into each individual thing. Abso-freaking-lutely. We canceled our live event finally. Cause, Grow My Cleaning Company or Arizona, they said, stay at home order. Can't do it. Didn't cancel it, postponed it. I'm still finding other ways to do it. Right. You just like, and you're like, well, you're on live with, yeah, you could go on live with your people and try and give value. Right. So the goal is to figure out how to give value in times like this. The lie is, there's no pain right now. People don't have any pain or people don't want my services. The reality is there's far more pain than there's ever been. Now's the opportunity to serve at a higher level. So I guarantee, I shouldn't say guarantee, I'm almost positive in every state in the United States, and I think every province in Canada, there are some essential cleaning tasks. So almost never, this is like kind of a once in a history type of a thing, would I say switch niches? But right now, if you are legally prohibited from serving your niche and you have to switch to a different niche, but an essential service, then that's what I'm going to do. The big thing is the mindset. As soon as we have a mindset is the government said I can't, people don't want, I'm going to give up. That's what you're going to do. And you're going to lead your team and your family and your finances off a cliff. When you go, I am going to do what I got to do. That's what works. So the rea and again, I'm getting a lot of stuff in details. Like Ingrid's like, hey, what about foggers? Can you recommend a brand? I can't recommend a brand. The reality is I want you guys to focus on the top level mindset. It doesn't matter what brand fogger you use, what laws the government says, if you're essential or non-essential. If we're of the mindset and the position of, if the government says this, then I'm out of business. If I can't get a fogger, then I'm out of business. If I call one time and six people say they don't want us to come clean, and I don't really have a good message or leadership or clarity or certainty to lead them with, I give up, right? If there's a lot of that, we're stuck. The reality needs to be, I am going to succeed. The way I'm going to succeed is I'm going to serve more people than I've ever served because there's more people out there that need my help than ever. How do I do that effectively in this time in my area? That's the mindset that you have. Once you have that mindset, you're good to go. We'll figure out all the questions about, well, what kind of a fogger should I use and how much should I charge or should I do it free to get a cleaning or how all these questions can be answered. But until we have the commitment to say, I'm going to make this happen no matter what, I am in charge of my destiny, not the government, not the stupid virus. I'm in charge and I'm going to serve no matter what. Once you do that, everything else kind of falls in place. Once you say, well, if the government says I can't do it, or I guess I have an excuse to just sit home and not lead and, watch Netflix all day and starve, and hopefully the government will send me a check. Once you've made that decision, your fate is sealed. All the questions I can answer aren't going to help anything. So we've got to get the first thing first. Shauna says, absolutely hear you. I'm not giving up. Oh, I wish you were here, Shauna, and give you a big hug. I'm so proud of you. The reality is the way to get customers during Corona is first and foremost to decide, not hope, not go, well, if, to decide, I am going to serve and help and change more lives than I've ever changed in my life because there's more pain out there. And when data comes in terms of what the government says, what's essential and not essential, what, how many, PPE equipment I can get, what kind of fogger I can get or not get, what my customers say when I call them, all that stuff comes in, but it's all I'm gonna keep figuring this out and serving until, yeah, Andre says push back, not even gain momentum, stay strong, love it. And that's why I love this community, guys. And I'm really working hard to make sure that all the people are like, I can't do it, everything sucks. We have no time for their nonsense, right? Let them go sit at home and starve and hope the government bails them out. We got to get out there and save some daggum lives. We got to clean, we got to sanitize, we got to disinfect, we got to make a change. So I'm really going to encourage you, as we're if you are in the camp that's going to decide to be successful in this because you still have something to serve, you still have value to bring this world that's worth money. If that's you, this is the kind of community you want to be in. Surround yourself with people that are supporting you and understand how hard it is to lead and how important it is. Do not even take an ounce or a tidbit of someone going, well, that's wrong. You shouldn't stay home, save lives. I'm not saying you shouldn't stay home or save lives. I'm just saying you can still serve. And, you know, again, not everybody's staying home, right? What if the people that filled our, you know, the trucks that delivered gas stayed home so the medical people and the first responders couldn't get to their job, right? What if the maintenance people that made sure that all the buildings were working, and we're in that, right? We are maintenance people in effect. If everyone gave up, we're stuck, right? So I am on the side of what can we do to change the world for a positive thing. So again, if our mindset is reactive, we're going to let the world choose for us. Really, I can't help you get customers during the coronavirus. However, if you say, I am absolutely going to serve, I'm going to make this big. I'm going to change the lives of my family, the people that work for me, the people that we serve. We're going to change all their lives for the better. And there's so much more opportunity now than ever. Then that's going to be a reality. James, one of our millionaire mastermind people, nailed on the head. 10 to 30% of cleaning companies will not make it out of those. That's absolutely right. So what's going to happen, whether it's 2 or 3 weeks from now or 2 or 3 months from now, when the world starts moving again, there's going to be far more interest and need and desire for cleaning, disinfecting, sanitizing than ever before in the history of the world. But there's going to be 70 or 80% of the people available to do that. The rich are going to get richer. The poor are going to get poor. I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong, it's good or it's bad. I'm just saying it is, right? Of the people that make it through, and that is going to be a decision in a leadership positioning that you just decide in your mind, I'm going to lead my team and my family and my community and my customers and my vendors. I'm going to lead as opposed to follow. If that's you, you are going to be in that 60, 70% that have twice, three times, four times the work that's been out there. Because again, when we go back to work, people aren't going to want the same amount of, especially on commercial guys, there's a tsunami coming. We're already seeing it for the people that some of their people are not essential and they're dropping their services to very little or nothing while they're closed. The people that are essential are quadrupling and doubling their services, right? So when these people come back that aren't essential, when people come back, they're going to need way more sanitization services than ever. So this is your opportunity to go where the pain is. And again, this is what we teach all the time. Go where the pain is and serve, and you'll make money. Here's the problem. It is not going to be easy. A lot of us, so what I won't tolerate or believe or spend any time countenancing is I called my customers, nobody wants it, there's no opportunity, I've got to go out of business. Bull crap. If that's the choice you want to make, God bless. But that's your reality that you're choosing. That's not the reality. That said, if people go, gosh, it's going to be a lot harder, right? I can't just do what I did. I'm going to have to do different things. It's going to be harder. Abso-frickin-lutely. The reality is leaders got to lead when it's easy and leaders got to lead when it's hard. And when it's hard, we might have to customize our marketing. All the marketing stuff that was working before, we might have to do completely different. The cleaning systems and processes we used that were not disinfecting and sanitizing as much as they needed to, just cleaning, we might have to change that. The way that we communicate with our employees and lead our team, that's going to change. So all this change takes work, right? I've been going live and spending much more time in this community with owners of cleaning companies than ever before because you guys need it ever before. The reality is, you know, some people want to go, oh, marketing doesn't work during Corona. You know what the truth of the matter is? Marketing is so much easier during the truth of Corona during Corona. People want to talk about it. They want to hear about it. And we are frontline. We have the answers. Now, it might be harder to get long-term engagement. If you try and market with the wrong message, you're not going to have any luck. But during this Corona thing, this is one time in history where pricing for cleaning isn't even a conversation piece. And whether cleaning is important isn't even a conversation piece. The two big things that we need to talk about kind of are just this, you know, commoditized thing. And it's all about price. That's kind of been it for years and years and years. For the next couple of weeks or months, maybe years, price isn't an issue. We are not a commodity. We don't have to explain to them the value we bring. People inherently understand that sanitization disinfectant is saving lives. So marketing absolutely works during Corona. You just have to know how to do it. If you try and market the way you've been marketing, you're going to get terrible results and go, that didn't work. It's impossible. I have to shut down. If you want to spend some time with people that are leading and know what's going on, you can absolutely take this as an opportunity to double your business. So if you're looking for an easy button, easy answer, I don't have that. If you were one of the people that said, I'll do whatever it takes, it's legal, ethical, moral, so I can serve more people. And just like Donna said, serve and gain and grow. We have the answers for you. We have the community for you. We've got the systems and processes that, believe it or not, they're the same systems and processes we've been teaching. But during the coronavirus, when they were a good idea before, they're almost mandatory now. If that's you and you are one of the ones that are committed to be the powerful few that survive and thrive, right? Because what's going to happen? I'm guessing it'll be a third, a third, and a third. A third are going to be gone, right? And if that's you, nothing I can do to help you. If you're ready to curl up and die and circle the wagons, just hope this all sorts itself out, I don't have a prescription for that. A third are going to kind of just eke through and go, well, I'm going to do my best. And believe it or not, on the commercial side, you kind of get still lifted up at the end of this because there's going to be so much demand. And then a third are just going to absolutely crush it and take over their entire markets. If you are committed, not interested in, but committed to being in that final third, we can help you. There's two options. One, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. You can get an opportunity to speak with one of our coaches to help come up with a plan of exactly how am I going to lead my team, my employees, my customers specific to you during this time, growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. The second option we have is we just had a live webinar I did a couple weeks ago. We had 1,000 people sign up. I think 300 people showed up. If you would like access to that, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/corona party. Yes, we had some fun. Yes, we talked about exactly who to be and how to be in these times. Those are probably the best resources we've got for you. But that said, I can't be clear enough. If you are interested in but not committed to growing your cleaning company, you're going to see how the wind blows. You're going to kind of circle the wagons and hope you make your way through it. There's not a lot I can do to help you. If you are one that's going, Mike, I've got to make this happen. This is what I'm going to do. I put all my eggs in this basket. I will succeed. I would love some systems and processes and community and support and mindset work and all the, I need all the tools that I can get right now. Please book a time. We would love to help you. growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. To help and serve. What we will bring to the table, like I said, systems, processes, experience, a community of dozens, if not, well, we've had thousands of customers, but dozens of people, depending on the community that are with you, the best coaches in the world, Jared, our paid traffic guy, all the resources that you need, which are completely worthless if you're not all in committed to make this work. However, if you're all in committed to make this work, things are different. It is hard to keep up with the change. We want to make sure that we get you up to speed quickly on giving the messaging that you need to your community in every regard. We're here for it. That's what we do all day, every day. Can't wait to serve you. Talk to you guys soon. GrowMyCleanCompany.com. See ya. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.